It's a schosset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we just finished Pesach, but it's very fascinating. Because in America, it's Parshas Achrimos, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshas Kedoshim. In Yeshiva this week, they're going to lane Achrimos Kedoshim for all the Talmidim that came back from America. But in America, in Israel, it's going to go for a couple weeks, and there's going to be a difference in the Parsha. What we're going to do, we're going to go, and we're going to connect both. We always make connections. We'll ask a question from Achrimos. We'll ask a question from Kedoshim. We'll throw in a question of Sefirat HaOmer. Probably have to throw in a couple more questions, a little sneaky questions. But then obviously we'll come out with that major Yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. As we know, Achrimos starts off, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph, Achrimos Shnei B'nei Aaron Mikrasem Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. Right after the death of Aaron's two sons, they approached Hashem, and then they were Nifter Vayamusu. And then the Torah goes into this whole explanation of the Yom Kippur service of the Kohen Gadol. And as we spoke last week again, we were introduced right away to Achrimos. For all those American listeners, you remember that idea that it says that he has to go and he has to do a tefillah even after the Yom Kippur experience, because he got to take the inspiration and make it a reality. But it's very fascinating. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey. It says, Ushmartem es chukosai ves mishpasai asher yase osam ha'adam v'chai bohem ani Hashem. A person needs to live by the mitzvos. A person needs to take an obligation, as we've spoken about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. That's why He put us in this world. But the Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Pehei, if a person is faced with a life-threatening illness, Chas v'Shalom on Shabbos, what does he do? He can't be Mechalel Shabbos. Says the Gemara, of course, Bikuach Nefesh, saving a life, is Doche Shabbos. Why? Says the Gemara, V'chai Bahem, that I shall live. And what's that referring to? Olam Hazeh. But if you look at Rashi, all comes down to Rashi. V'chai Bahem, Le'olam Haba. And then he says, Che'im Tomar Ba'olam Hazeh. And if you're going to say it's in this world, listen, at the end of the day, V'alo Sofu Humeis, at the end of the day, after Me'eva Esrim, we're all gonna be nifter, going up to Shemayim, get the box seat to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, watching our fulfilled lives. But V'chai Bahem, says Rashi, is Olam Haba. So which one is it? Rashi is not allowed to argue with the Gemara. Is it talking about Olam Hazeh, or is it talking about Olam Haba? Question one. Question two. We'll go to Parshas Kedoshim. Very interesting question. Those in America, you'll remember it next week also, God willing. But it's right in the beginning of the Parsha. So, you don't have to go deep into the Parsha, even though Achrimos and Kedoshim, 79 mitzvos. Wow. Okay, but it tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Deber el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'amart lahem, Kedoshim to you. We have to explain, what does that mean, Kedusha? We're not going to do that now. And then it says, Ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'etshachsotai tishmaru. That every person should have yira for his parents, and he should fulfill the Shabbos. And Rashi picks up immediately, what is the correlation? What's the connection? Rashi says that if, God forbid, parents say, I want you to be mechal the Shabbos, according to Gemara in Kiddushin, according to Gemara in Yevamos, in Bava Mitzi, I'm just looking on the bottom. You know, like those people like memorizing all the mark. It's right on the bottom of the Chumash, right? Bo-Metzir, Lavin Bezal Menal, right? So if a parent, Chas V'Shalom, says, Be Mechal Shabbos, you say, no way. And the Gemara gives other examples. And question two, why specifically are we making Shabbos connected with, if your parents, it could be anything that your parents tell you to violate. And the Gemara goes into other examples, but why specifically does it say Kabbis Avicha, that you should have Kibbut and Yira connected with Shabbos? And question three, a very famous question. This is the hearts. The Gemara in Yevamim says, Tav Samach Beis Amud Beis. We know that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, 12,000 zugos. These were huge people. They were the Gedolim. They're here, Baruch Hashem, we have so many Gedolim. Again, we lost our Gadol Ador, Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, and we got to all pick up ourselves and we have to create chovos on ourselves to do more. But these Rabbonim of Rabbi Akiva were giants. They were huge. They were in the Gemara. They were that Tatadam Orayim. They were the greatest leaders. How is it possible? Shalom Nagu Zem Zeh. How is it possible that they didn't give kavod to one another? What does that mean? Furthermore, guess what? We all know the Hafda L'Reacha Kamocha comes along Rashi Zeklau Gadol Batoyron, who says it? Rabbi Akiva. What? Rabbi Akiva's whole essence was V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, and he lost 24,000 students. Of course, you could say maybe he came up with that afterwards, but I don't think so. His whole idea was V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. So how is it possible? And again, this is during the Sfiras HaOmer period, right? Rabbi Akiva and his students. That's why, although there is Simcha, the Ravad Yosef writes that although there is Simcha, there's also the level of the mourning of losing the 24,000 students. So how is that possible? So again, let's just review. Make sure we got it in our back pockets. Question one was, V'chai bohem, live by them. Is it talking about this world? Is it talking about the next world? Question two, Ishimo v'aviv tiro v'chasosai tishmoru. Why is that you should fear your parents connected to Shabbos? Okay, if your parents, chas v'shalom, tell you to violate Shabbos, you don't listen to them. But why specifically the example of Shabbos? And the third question is, how can it happen? How did Rabbi Akiva's students mess up? So what's the yesod? A lot of yesodis. Because life's about yesodis. Life's about taking different things, different relationships. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship with man. The relationship with yourself. A lot of different relationships we have. But I'll tell you an amazing thing that I saw Rav Chatzko. Rav Chatzko Levenstein was one of the Gedolim. He was the Mashkiach of Ponovitch. He has a lot of Svarim. And he says an amazing thing. He says, how is it possible that Rabbi Akiva's students messed up? So again, you have to fully understand this, but Rabbi Akiva's students, obviously, any tremendous Talmud Chacham, he's not looking for kavod, he's trying to stay away from kavod. That's not what I want. I don't want any kavod. It was amazing, I was once at a chasana, and Rishmuel Orbach was there, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman's son, one of the Gedolei Yisrael. I always tell that story that, you know, he was a Roman in Shari Chesed, where my parents are, and my daughter came out, and he came out as a lanterad, and my daughter was waving to him. My mother loves that story. He was huge. I remember I was once at a chasana, and all he was being inside a Kedushin, and the band was going, and he didn't lift up his head. They're all waiting for him, but he's just in the middle of his learning, because he's not looking, you know, like, I'm in a different world. Like, I don't need a kavod. That's not what I'm about. So they didn't live for kavod. It wasn't about kavod. But you know, they messed up a little. Because they thought that just because I don't live for kavod, you know what? My friend also doesn't live for kavod. So I'm not going to show him any kavod. What? Just because you don't live for kavod, and maybe your friend doesn't live for kavod, and these were the Gedolim, they probably didn't. But you still need to show your friend kavod. The essence is to show someone else what they need. A relationship should show someone and give someone what they need. So how can they decide what that person needs? You have to look and you have to understand the other person. It says Rav Chatzko, they messed up. They messed up on the relationship. They tried to put what they wanted into someone else. And that's, you can't do that. It's not going to get you anywhere. If you want to, let's say you have a meeting. Once my uncle, Uncle Gedalia, give him a shout out. Right? He once told me you have an important meeting with someone. You got to understand that person. You have to understand what he's about. You know, what makes him tick? What makes him happy? What does he not want to hear? That's what life's about. To build that relationship. And the Talmidim, they messed up. And the Gemara tells us afterwards, the Gemara also in Sanhedrin, that Rabbi Kiva said, "Oy, wow, I lost all my Talmidim." And most people would have given up. "I lose all my Talmidim, I'm done." Rabbi Kiva didn't stop. And he said, "You know what, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going, and I'm going to give it to my Talmidim." And my Talmidim were Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Nechemya, Rabbi Elozar ben Shamua, all these great Rabbonim. And these Rabbonim, if you look throughout all of Shas, amazing, amazing Mar Makomas, I saw Rav Asher Weiss bring down. Tremendous. Again, we're not going to draw them. We don't want a 4-hour shir. It says in Shirat Shirim, Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Talmid, he says, "Kol mi shemakabel pnei chavero, whoever greets his friend, kilu makabel pnei ashrino." Because if you give your friend respect, and you give him what he needs, it's like you're giving over to the Shechina. Wow. So they messed up. A relationship is someone that doesn't look what he needs, but he looks what the other person needs. That's where they messed up. I think this yisod we could apply to these other questions. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u and Shabbos. Shabbos, as we all know, is an edus between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. That's why after Maariv Friday night, we say Vayechulu, something a lot of people do with edus, because we're testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And then we also have Kibud Av V'Em, which is the pinnacle, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. They put there, it's the same idea. Why is the same idea? Because you give appreciation, you understand your parents, and hopefully your parents understand you, and you understand your parents, but you show Hakaras HaTov. You get out of yourself, and you show, to say thank you to someone is not so easy. A real thank you, but you realize how much they've given to you, and they keep on giving to you. And again, your job is to give to your children. They once asked the stipler, "What's the point?" Of course, it's a mitzvah pur revu, but what's the point? The stipler says, because you need to learn how to get out of yourself, just like a Chodesh Baruch Hu's a giver, so too you have to be a giver. It's not about nachas, obviously. God, everyone should have nachas from everyone, but it's about learning how to give. So these two ideas, they coexist. Because when a person learns Torah, and a person does mitzvahs, yes, but it's that relation, because you're getting out of it, it's hard. Because we have that goof, we have that body, but at the same time we have that holy neshama. And it's hard. We have to coexist with it, and it's a hard world, there's a lot of distractions. But our whole life we're fighting for that neshama. And we have a goof, and we have to utilize that goof to get to the neshama. And when we connect to Hashem and we get out of ourselves and realize that Hashem put us in this world, He wants us to grow. He wants us to shtag. He wants us to do chesed. That is growth. That is growth. So we take Ben Adam Lamakom to you and Hashem and connect it with Ben Adam Chaveiro, because it's the same idea. The more a person gets out of himself, the greater his relationships are going to be. And you have to understand, sometimes we try to project what we think, but we have to understand the person. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different DNA. Everyone looks different. Everyone feels different. But a person needs to get out of himself. Why specifically Karban HaOmer? Why is it about the Omer? What's the Omer was the Karban that they brought, right, in the second day of Pesach, and it allowed all the food, as we spoke about before, all the food that was in the harvesting, and all the food from last year turns from Kadosh, which is not allowed, to Yashan. Right, going to pizza shop, it says we only sell Yashan. So why is that the idea? So I heard a beautiful idea. A beautiful idea. Where's the first time that it ever says the word Omer? You look in Shemos, Tezayin, Tezayin. You know what's that referring to? About the Mon. Omer Laugogoles. The Mon, Omer. Why? Because Omer represents the Mon every day, getting from Hashem, the shepherd from Hashem, the meal. You don't have to worry about it. You could think about a steak, obviously. Don't think about your milkshake together. We don't want busa b'chol. But you could think about your steak and your french fries. I know that goes, but your steak and your Coke, right? All these, you could think about it. The gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem wants to shower us with gifts. He loves us so much. And that's why I always go, again, I'm talking about relationships here. How we have to get out of it. It's not easy. If it was so easy, we'd all be masters at it. It's very hard. Our whole lives, we're going to have different relationships. But the more a person gets out of himself, and it's difficult. We're born as children, as self-centered. We come out, we cry, we need to be changed. We come out, and we scream when things don't go our way. Some people never change their whole lives. But we have to turn from children into adults. And an adult is someone that looks bigger than himself, right? That I always say to my Shabbos table, big people talk about ideas. Mediocre people talk about things, and small people talk about people. The ideas of how we could cleave more to Hashem. Obviously, you want to emulate someone, of course, make sure you do it in a good way, not in front of a guy that hates him, that he's going to speak Lashon Hara, obviously. But big people think about, how can I bring those Yesaitis to my life? Amazing Siyat Dishmai, I could just go on, okay, I always have crazy stories, maybe I make them up a little, exaggerate, okay, maybe a little. So it happened like this, because when you bring Siyat Dishmai into your life, you're showing Hashem it's part of your life. Turns out, wake up one morning, my daughter's sleeping downstairs, and I'm like, what's going on, why are you sleeping downstairs? She said, you know what I'm saying, it's a massive bug. Okay, come on, girls are scared of bugs, you know. Okay, a little worm. She's like, I'm telling you, this is a big bug. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. Okay, maybe she was dreaming, maybe not. She went downstairs, fine. Next day, kids are starting school, and obviously they can't sleep the whole night. But obviously, my wife is up with them the whole night. They think they're jet lagged, even they're going to America. Okay, she's literally up with them. I'm schluffing away. And she's up with them literally till 2:30. She goes into the bathroom, and she sees the biggest bug. See, I did shmai right there. She takes a cup. I didn't know where she was, like, in the middle of, like, 2:30, you know. Kids up the whole night. Puts it down. And she's like, oh, my gosh, that was the biggest bug. I'm like, okay. It's next morning. None of my kids will go into this bathroom. Thank God none of my kids saw this bug, besides my oldest, because if they saw this bug, we would have to move. We'd have to get out of the house, whatever. So it would be a little complicated. So, but now, they're not going to shower. What do? I'm really scared. I don't want to say I'm scared, but I'm a little scared. But it's under the cup, I think. Maybe not. Maybe it is. Hopefully my wife got it. Really, how big is it? Open last night. I'm like, oh, I just got to go for it. I open up the cup. It was literally, like, bigger than my head. It was the craziest thing. And it was still alive. I thought, you know, after 2 days under the cup. And Baruch Hashem, again, I don't want to kill bugs. I don't want to be a killer. But I killed it, bro. It was crazy. But what's this Yat Ishmael? Again, it could just be a strange story. I like telling. But no, she's up in the morning, obviously, you know. Afterwards, she's up with my kids for 6 hours. From, like, 10 to 2:30, you know, the whole 8 to 2:30. Okay, but at the rest, imagine if we didn't find that, because guess what? It was a tarantula. A big one. That's crazy. The guys like the story, obviously, after the shiur, they were talking to me about the story. They forgot about the Torah that I was saying. Okay, but that's okay. But again, this is the idea. Because Siyat Dishmaya means that you bring Hashem, you bring the relationship. You get out of yourself and you realize that it's not just a coincidence. It's Hashem talking to us. Hashem is always talking to us. The more we get out of ourselves and build those relationships, what's v'chai b'hem? I didn't forget about the first question. What's v'chai b'hem? Achremos, America. Ach, what's v'chai b'hem? If you live your life for Olam Haba, like Rashi's saying, you'll have the best Olam Hazeh. If you live your life for Olam Haba, then you realize you have an end goal. You have a goal to get, at the end of the day, to get. You know, the Rosh Hashiva just read the poem. The poem that says, right, about the dash. Look it up, famous poem. Because you have certain dates to certain dates, but your life is the dash. We have to take advantage of our lives. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we're here for. We're on his army, we're on his team, and we're doing his mitzvahs and his Torah, and doing chesed and stucca, and the whole nine yards to get close to him, because Mei of the Esrim, we ain't bringing anything with us, and it's going only with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dash. No one knows the dash except you're building it. The families know about the dash. Other people also. You're building the worlds. The chai b'hem. If you have, for that Olam Haba, you'll have the best Olam Hazeh. Rav Shach said, although there's tremendous gvir in giving out millions, Rothschild and different people giving out millions and millions of dollars, they might have a bigger Olam Haba, said Rav Shach, the Gadol B'nei Brak. But I know I have a greater Olam Hazeh. Learning Torah, Shtaygin, being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are a lot of people that have an amazing, amazing Olam Hazeh because they live for the Olam Haba. And that's the same thing with relationships. The more you get out of yourself, the more you realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us and continuously does for us every day. Mechadesh v'tuva b'chol yom tamid. And that's why specifically Ishimov Aviv Tiro'u and Shabbos, because Shabbos shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and He's with us even nowadays, every single minute. And the relationship with your parents that they give over to you. And then a person gets married and he becomes parents and gives it over to his kids. And just creates the Messiah from the Messiah from the Messiah. But it's not about what's the outcome, it's about how much you put into it. The more a person puts into it, and it's hard, relationships are hard. Because a person, we think about ourselves sometimes. And of course, a person should think about themselves. There's Ben Adam La'atzmo also. But he has to also think about the other. The more a person thinks about others and gives others what they need, the greater relationship's going to be. Be'ezus Hashem, let's all grow in the sphere of Omer period. Whether you're in Achremos, whether you're in Kedoshim. Again, we'll make it all into one. The Yisoid is bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into your lives. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so much to us, let's give back to Him. Let's give back to other people. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.